The very warm and very humid conditions are continuing across the Northeast. It's another day with temperatures well up into the 80s and dew point temperatures that are in the 60s to near 70. So like it's often said, it's not only the heat, it's the humidity. And just like yesterday, with all of this juice in the air, there is the potential for a passing shower or storm in some locations. And just like the storms yesterday, any of the storms that develop today have the potential to produce some locally heavy rainfall. Moving ahead, it'll be another warm and very humid night across the region, with overnight temperatures in the 60s to around 70 degrees. It's going to remain very muggy, and with that, we will have some areas of fog around, and there may even be a passing shower or storm as the night moves along. So it's an uncomfortable night, and another humid day is ahead for tomorrow, with dew point temperatures again in the 60s to around 70 degrees, and temperatures will once again be quite warm, running up into the 80s tomorrow afternoon. As the day moves along, a cold front will approach from the west. So as the front gets a little bit closer, we'll have a chance to see some showers and storms develop tomorrow afternoon. The best chance for a storm will be along and west of the Hudson River. And then by tomorrow night, as that front moves into our area, all of us have the potential to see showers and thunderstorms. And because the air is so moist, there is the potential for some locally heavy rainfall and potentially some flooding, so that's something to keep in mind for tomorrow night. And even into Friday morning, that front will take its time working its way through the region, so there may be some leftover showers and storms, especially during Friday morning, before things turn less humid behind that front Friday afternoon. A quick check in the tropics, where Danny formed into a tropical storm yesterday. The storm is still well over 1,000 miles to the east of the Windward Islands, though the storm is moving to the west and could impact portions of the Caribbean moving into early next week. The Hurricane Center is projecting the storm will become a hurricane before the week is through. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of a thunderstorm, patchy fog, warm and humid, low in the 60s to around 70. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a chance of showers and storms, very warm and humid, high in the 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of a shower or storm, areas of fog, humid, low in the 60s to around 70. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, very warm and humid, high in the 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a thunderstorm, areas of fog, muggy, low in the 60s to around 70. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, very warm and humid, high in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a shower or storm, patchy fog, muggy, low in the 60s to around 70. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, very warm and humid, high in the 80s. Region-wide on Friday, partly to mostly cloudy with showers and storms likely, high in the 70s to lower 80s, and on Saturday, partly sunny, chance of a shower or storm, especially south and east of Albany, with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.